Yo, what up, Street Togs? There, Kim. So, a thought about stoicism. So, you know, once again, the world right now is, you know, everyone's in a state of pandemonium, blah, blah. And probably what's been the best for me in terms of, you know, staying strong and also thriving from these moments of uncertainty is, I think, my personal studying of stoicism. So, I think I got really into stoicism maybe like 2014, 2015, I'm not sure. But long story short, I'll just kind of give you the gist of it. Stoicism comes from this notion of the Stoa, S-T-O-A. So a bunch of ancient Greeks, it was kind of like, imagine like the country club for philosophers where they just kind of come and just kind of chilled. And then Stoa literally meant like a porch or a deck or a public gathering place. So I wouldn't really say it's a country club. It's just kind of more like, you know, in New York, they got the stoop. So imagine like the stoop kids or the people just coming to the stoop to just chill, share philosophical ideas. Just kind of like the forum, except kind of more kind of chill and relax. And so basically the notion of stoicism is here you have a bunch of like, you know, dudes, philosophers coming together on it's essentially, to me, it's like, you know, part of it was kind of like logical, physical, nature-based, but I think for us, the thing that's remained, and which is interesting to us, is kind of the combination of the ethical, but also kind of the mental toughening or the mental strengthening. So for example, you know, how to deal with adversity, but also even better, how to thrive from adversity, because it's just one thing to be robust to, you know, the things that threaten to destroy you in life, but it's another thing for us to take what tries to destroy us in life and actually thrive as a consequence and makes us stronger. So, you know, a lot of people talk about this in different ways. One is called like hormesis. You know, a small dosage of stress is actually good for you. And you know, Nassim Taleb calls it anti-fragile. And these are all good notions. But anyways, the gist of stoicism is trying to interpret everything that happens to you in a positive way. And for example, everything that happens to us in life, whether we judge it good or bad, essentially just comes down to our opinion. So for example, you know, let's say you lose your job. You know, most people will say this is objectively bad. But what if, you know, it was a kind of a shitty job you hated in the first place, and now you're actually free from it? So like, I'll give you a personal example. When I got made redundant from my first company, some people maybe could have interpreted this as a really bad thing. But for me, it was the greatest blessing that ever happened because I wanted to become an entrepreneur, become self-employed and start my own thing. But I was too hesitant or uncertain when to quit my job and blah, blah. So once actually reality did it for me, it made making the decision far, far easier. And so as a consequence, sometimes when quote, quote, bad things happen to you in life, it could be the greatest blessing. And you know, the whole saying, blessings in disguise, I generally believe in this notion. But anyways, so talking more about stoicism. So even like thinking about your childhood trauma or shitty things that happened to you, rather than just kind of bemoaning the fact that happened to you, figure out how you could profit from it, figure out how you could benefit from it, because often that which tries to destroy you will actually make you stronger. So goes the Nietzsche quote. And I know that there's just a lot of, and then to me, stoicism, a lot of it is just kind of having like mental tricks, but also this is one thing that I think the Stoics kind of missed out on, the importance of physical training. So I know that for myself, the more I lift weights, the more I do resistance training and become like physically more muscular and whatever, it actually has made me mentally stronger too. So I'm starting to even wonder, it's like, maybe like mental training is just one component, and mental training and strengthening is just a little bit, sometimes overrated. Physically strengthening yourself is actually extremely effective. So, but ultimately, I think we gotta do both. So, The first and foremost is, whenever bad shit happens to you, obviously we know what's bad, right? But maybe it's more interesting and interesting when you could kind of try to be clever and think, okay, if I think about this like 10 years from now, how could I interpret this as a good thing? Is one thing. Another way to think about stoicism is that ultimately you're gonna die, it's not all gonna matter anyways, so just kind of like, don't take tragedy in your life too seriously. And just kind of knowing that, you know, work your life backwards. Imagine you're like 90 years old on your deathbed. Is this going to be that big of a deal to you? Or is it not going to be that big of a deal to you? And thinking to yourself, hello. And thinking to yourself, you know, how can I use this opportunity to cure me and make me stronger? So I think that's also another thing that a lot of people kind of mess up on, is that, like, you know, it's so easy to bemoan things and to complain and stuff like that, but just kind of like being pragmatic about it and being kind of empirical about it is, once again, you know, the only thing we really have to be afraid of in life is permanent disfigurement, like losing an arm or a leg, or death. Beyond that, there's nothing really practical we need to worry about. Like, who cares if you become disgraced or whatever? As long as you have enough food to live, you can eat food, you have enough water, and you're not gonna die of the cold. Your biological functions are just fine. And so, it seems like the easiest thing about stoicism, to the way to approach it, is conquer the fear of death, and then you could conquer anything you want in life.